was Jonas Ngwangwa and Iyehla Moya. It brings us to 25 minutes before the hour 5. And if you've just tuned in, it is Changing Gear with myself, Father Brian. And I'm joined in studio by Baja and Father Joseph. And we are unpacking spiritual husbands and spiritual wives. And at the beginning of the show, Father Joseph defined it as an unclean sexual spirit. Now, Baja, let's go back. Now, you've realized you're having all the symptoms at 18. They've invited all these sangomas, inyangas, and all these kind of things, and they're still trying to heal and treat you. Does it improve? Does it not improve? Does it work?
The problem was when I left home, because initially my father was against me leaving because he feared it would follow, and we convinced him. I went to varsity. In varsity, it attacked. It attacked me. And luckily for me, there was a priest called Father Graham at that time.
Mm-hmm.
They called Father Graham. Father Graham came in, did a prayer, did a deliverance. The spirit was driven out.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with me was that after the driving out of the spirit, I didn't do, you know what Father Joseph explains as filling yourself with Christ. There was a lack of knowledge about that. So I'd go to mass, you know. Do this, do that. But, you know, when you're young, you want to explore everything. So I was not very fully into Christ. My spirituality had dropped quite a lot.
Were you dating someone, dating people?
I started dating at age 22, Father. So, no. Until 22, I was reluctant to date. However, the problem starts, I think, but every time I'd go home, before I even get there, every time I'd go home, for the past 12 years, the spirit would attack me violently at home. It would attack me so violently to a point where right now I have neck problems, I've got joint problems, my back has problems. But when I started being sexually active,
yeah,
and I'm not embarrassed to say, because we like to hide, you know, that you're this innocent young person. But when I started to be sexually active, it seemed as if something was awakened. Something seriously was awakened, because the desire for sex was unquenchable.
So you just wanted now more?
And more and more and more.
Did that take you to the wrong places and with the wrong people?
I swear God is just amazing in my life.
Yeah.
Because, to put it like, the spirit would always ensure I'd have a partner. Regardless of what would happen, they'd always...
So you had men lining left, right, and center for you.
I'm embarrassed to say it,
yeah,
but if I needed to have sex, I would find there'd be a man readily available. There was never a shortage. It's so bad that even after the rapes,
yeah,
I would still desire sex, which shows you it's not normal. And I know a person would say you're probably addicted, but I think with an addiction, you would get to a point where when something traumatic happens, you stop. Like something, you know, you hit that rock bottom.
Yeah.
But even with the rock bottom, there was an unquenchable need. There was this need
to still have more.
To have more sex, pornography, masturbation. I am so sorry, Jesus. But all of that was part and parcel of what it desires, and it desired, and it had to be fed. It was like there was unquenchable need of feeding of what it was inside.
Father Joseph, do we have a history of this in biblical scripture, in biblical literature? Have we heard of stories like this in Bible?
Absolutely, yes.
Tell us about that, yeah, because, you know, people might be thinking, you know what, this girl, I mean, this is a troubled lawyer who's probably not finding men, and she is just having, I'm going to post her picture. She's a very beautiful young lady. She's a professional lady. She is spiritual, and we'll come to your story of the breakthrough. Father Joseph, take us through the in scripture, because is this something, because our listeners are listening right now and they're thinking, "Ay man, on Radio Veritas, lo sis uyahlanya, she's got a problem, they got 26 in jail."
It is in scripture, but
take us through that.
Before I come to that, did you hear her last comment? This is insatiable, even after 3 rapes. This is indicative of the presence of a spirit,
okay,
because it's over at the top. It's more than normal. When you're dealing with that kind of thing, you're dealing with the spirit. And in this case, you're dealing with an impure spirit. Now, this is
just name the spirit again. What are we calling this? Because I think there's power in naming these things. What do we call this spirit?
It's a sexual spirit or a sexual demon.
Is it the twin of sexual addiction to some extent?
Well, it can lead to
it. Is it part of that family?
Well, you heard what she said when she said, I needed it, and there was a man there any time. Mm-hmm. So it's being fed. But it is in Scripture.
Okay. But the difference between the spirit of sexual addiction is, with her spirit, she wanted more afterwards. And she had this insatiable craving for it.
Okay.
Well, now, with the addiction, then there is this whole thing to say, then it brings them to an empty space, to an empty place, you see. And with this one, it brings you to, I want more.
Yeah. In terms of sexual addiction, sexual addiction can be across the board.
Okay.
In hers, it's a specific thing.
Okay.
Okay. One can be addicted to pornography, masturbation, and that.
Yeah.
And but this is targeted to her, targeted, and we call it a spiritual husband. That's generally what they call it, because it tends to follow her. You remember when her father said, it may follow you. It does tend to follow. So it's a continual companion.
Gee.
That's why it's called a husband. But to get to the Scripture, mm-hmm. you do find it in a number of places in Scripture, particularly Galatians chapter 5.
All right.
And it says, I'll just quote it for you, "My brothers and sisters, you were called, as you know, to freedom, but be careful, or this freedom will provide an opening for self-indulgence. Serve one another rather in works of love. When self-indulgence is at work, the results are obvious: fornication, gross indecency, and sexual irresponsibility and orgies," and so forth.
That's Galatians?
Galatians 5, verse 20. Galatians 5, verse 19.
All right.
And then the solution to that is Galatians 5, 22.
So this is not a new thing that we dealing with now and that she dealt with.
And furthermore, there's an even more direct reference to it in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, where it says that if a man goes for a one-night stand with a prostitute, he becomes one soul or one body with her.
Oh.
That becomes a bond, a sexual bond.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if that is magnified, as in the case of spiritual husbands, then you're dealing with a very, very strong spirit.
Oh, no. So you can imagine somebody who's been sleeping around with a whole bus in town, eh? What kind of a legion that they have. Because they have made bonds with Peter,
right.
They've made bonds with Jairus, they've made bonds with Toby. Now, there's a connection, and they've left a part of their selves with that whole bus load or a quantum load, whatever we quantify it with, and they're moving around with that. Now, where was your breaking point? Where was your breakthrough?
Well, last year, when things got a bit extreme, I met Father Cletus. Father Cletus had informed me that there's a priest who does help people. And so that's how I encountered Father Colin.
Yeah.
Father Colin did the first deliverance.
Yeah.
So, well, the second deliverance in my case. But he did that deliverance. And the spirit was stubborn because I keep on going back to this, and I'll reemphasize. Mm. The non-fitting yourself with Christ was my undoing. So I didn't do that.
Let's dwell on that, because you had been delivered first time, right?
Yes.
And you were like, magic pill, magic tablet, I'm healed. I'm like the blind man who can see.
Yes.
I can go see the whole world.
Yes.
And you forgot that another part of the healing was the post-healing, right?
Yes.
And this is where maybe most of us and most people that get delivered from anything make the biggest mistake. And that's why most people are not a success story, because the deliverance itself is important, but also the post-deliverance is equally important.
Even more so. Like, the post-deliverance, I think, is 10 times more important than the deliverance. Because once the spirit is out, Christ himself says, when a spirit leaves, and it finds that house clean, I mean, my house is clean.
Yeah.
brought back seven spirits. By the time I went to see Father Joseph,
yeah.
the spirit of death was hunting me. I had a stalker. I had tried to commit suicide like 2 days before. It was not just cutting, like taking pills, was really hoping to wake up dead. But it had attacked my finances. Seven, literally, so many spirits had come in and they were consuming one body. Mm-hmm. Imagine being one person who's been cohabitated by an army of evil.
A legion.
Literally a legion of, not a legion of angels, but a legion of evil, demons. Of demons. Demons. Literally, that's how I was.
Talk to us through that time. What was your life like? I know you finally were at heart, but paint a picture.
Well, because my practice was growing at that time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd take work, any work that would come. So regardless of the nature of the work, I would take it. And I don't blame anybody. I blame myself and that, you know, I was not cautious. But I kept on, I've been told, like, be careful who you bring into your space. I would bring really bad people into my space. I mean, the criminal who was trying to started threatening my life, he's wanted. He's a wanted man. You know, I'm embarrassed to say this also, but, you know, you also get involved in the bribing business in my field, especially in criminal law, you know. Somebody would need something done, you know, it'd be done. I was literally going down the dark alley. You call it the dark alley. I was walking through it and without conscious of it.
Were there men in your life at this time?
Father, there were always men. Father, you know me and men.
All right. So here you are, you get, you think, no man, no. What was the breaking point for you to say, hey man, you know what? I need a new page, a new leaf in my life.
When I was told I'm going to be killed, when I'd get calls like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, I'm going to kill you. And I ended up taking pills and I'm like, I'd rather kill myself before somebody else kills me.
Mm-hmm.
That was the final straw. And it led, and just to prove to you how serious the spirit was, the day I was meant to go to Father Joe, everything that could happen that should not happen, happened. I was the last person there. I could not get there. I got lost. I could not find my way. But it fought because it knew what needed to, that it needed to come out. And once there, it knew it would have to leave. So it put everything in my path. But I also didn't listen, Father. And I blame myself. I didn't
Tell
listen.
Tell us why.
Because Father yet again says, fill yourself with the Spirit. You know? Fill yourself with the Spirit. And then this year, during the Easter time, I didn't do anything during Lent. You know, we Catholics tend not to like Lent time. You know? Typical Catholics. Didn't do anything during Lent.
Yeah.
I didn't fast. I didn't offer up prayers. I didn't do alms or anything. And I was very laid back. I was like, you know what? I'm tired. I've sorted myself out. The prayers, I pray once a week. Maybe if I remembered, I'd say the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And it got me. When I went home, it got me to a point where it hit me and I stopped talking yet again. Because of the feline spirit in my family, it stopped me talking again. And then Father Wayne had to get involved. Because now we're at that point of where the spirit was like, it's taking my life.
Yeah. Father Joseph, so this lady walks at the ministry and says, what was your instant reaction?
My instant reaction is I didn't have one. It's usually the prayer team that deal first, especially with women.
Yes.
They find out what is really going on here. And then from there, we take it from there. But
is this a new case? Was this something new, or it's a norm that
no, you've dealt with? No, there are a lot of women out there, even elderly women.
And, oh, no.
They have, usually they suffer in silence with it. That is why she is a very, very wonderful and brave woman to come.
She is, and
today.
That's why she's on the show this afternoon. She's on the Drive Time show.
But I just want to say that it is not an exception. This is fairly frequent. Yeah. And given the flyers around Johannesburg, then it is quite frequent.
And I'd like to, does it only affect women, or it can even affect me and you, Father?
It can affect men, yes. I've had a case where a man had it. Mm. He was targeted, yeah. Now, but it's more women.
Let's go back into the history of the church, the saints, the life of the saints. Do we have anything in the life of the saints? Anybody who, because people could be saying, hi, you guys, I mean...
Yeah, there have been down the centuries fathers of the church like Origen, but not necessarily a sleeping partner. You had one of the most holy men born in 1915 or 1910.
That?
Padre Pio.
Oh no.
He had a sexual spirit in the form of a very seductive woman come into his cell and dance for a long time before him in order to get him to surrender. But it wasn't sleeping with him. It wasn't in his dreams.
Yeah.
It was coming in a very visible form and seductive form.
So obviously,
but it is an unclean spirit.
It manifests itself in different forms, obviously. Yeah. It will not always sleep with you.
That's
but
right.
It will probably seduce you and do all sorts of things, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gee. Wow, it's 9 minutes before the hour. Five, and in case you've just tuned in, it is Changing Gear with myself, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndabaningi, and we are changing gears on Radio Veritas. I'm joined in studio by Father Joseph, and I'm joined in studio by a very brave and young, beautiful lady called Badger, and she is sharing with us her story from bondage to deliverance, a story of freedom, a story of healing. And please do not touch that down. I'm going to be opening the lines at exactly 5 p.m. And maybe you've been affected by this. Maybe you want to question us. Maybe you think we are out of our minds. And maybe you think, hang on, Father Brian and Father Joseph, you are really smoking some grass, or you've not had your breakfast. You need to get yourself checked. Or Badger, what have you done to our priest? So we'll open the lines at exactly 5 p.m. And you feel free to contact us on the station. And by the way, it's a comment, it's a response, it's a reaction, and weigh in. We will not be given details on air because it is not what the show is about. The show is about preaching the gospel, and the show is about spreading the good news, which is what we do here at Radio Veritas. And so don't touch that dial and allow us to take you home. If you're stuck in traffic, take it easy. And guess what? If you've just joined in, we are talking about spiritual husbands and spiritual wives. Mkambe, you've got it. So you never know. Let's give you a diagnosis.